We have a good group.
Sinéis tú que sigue.
I'm pleased to see you and enjoy the singing.
Ngijabula ukunibona ngithokozile futhi ukucula.
And the fine prayer.
Nomkhuleko ocoyisekile.
I'm speaking on Jesus, our example of shepherding.
Sikhuluma ngoJesu eyisibonelo somalusi.
And this sermon is not only for elders.
Lesi sifundo ke akusona samalunga nje kuphela.
Or those that want to be elders.
Noma labo abafuna ukuba amalunga.
Or those that are planning in the very long future possibly being elders.
Labo abahlela ukuthi mhlambe eminyakeni emza ezayo bawoba amalunga.
But each one of us
kodwa ke omunye nomunye wethu
can benefit from this sermon.
Kono ukuthize azokuhlomula kulesi sifundo.
Jesus is our example for all things spiritual.
Empeleni uJesu uyisibonelo sethu kuzo zonke izinto zokomoya.
He was selfless.
Wa akazange ayicabangele yena.
As he emptied himself and came to earth to be born as a human child.
Uyakhumbula ukuthi wazehlisa waba isimo somuntu wazalwa waba njengomntwana.
He was perfect in that he did not sin.
Wayephelele engazangone.
He showed his perfect love in giving himself to die that terrible death on the cross.
Wayekhombisa wakhombisa uthando lwakhe olupheleleyo ngesikhathi efa esiphambanweni.
And he did that for you and me.
Wakwenza lokho ekwenzela mina nawe.
So as we examine elders described as shepherds,
sisahlola ke sihlola amalunga echazwa njengabelusi.
It would be wrong not to look at Jesus as our example.
Kungeke kwaba into ekhona ngempela nelungile ukuthi singabuki uJesu njengesibonelo sethu.
Some of this is review.
Okunye kwalokho nje sizobuye sibuyekeza.
We've described this before.
Sichazile lento ngaphambili.
In John 10, beginning with verse 11.
Incwadini kaJohane 10, qala nje ukufunda verse 11.
Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd."
UJesu uthi ngingumalusi omuhle.
The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Malusi omuhle utela ukuphila kwakhe ngenxa yezimvu.
But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd.
Okhokhelwayo engesiyo umalusi.
One who does not own the sheep.
Izimvu zingesizwe zakhe.
Sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees.
Ebona impisi iza, shiya izimvu.
And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them.
Baleke impisi izidlozomela izihlakazi.
The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep.
Ngokube ngokhokhelwayo engazinakekeli izimvu.
I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep.
Mina ngingumalusi omuhle ngiyazazi zami.
And am known by my own.
Nezami ziyangazi.
As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Njengalokhu baba uyangazi nami ngiyamazi ubaba ngidela ukuphila kwami ngenxa yezimvu.
Jesus is the ultimate example.
UJesu uyena sibonelo esingabhekela kusona.
And as we think about ourselves and our relationship with each other as Christians,
sisayibheka sibuka ubudlelwane bethu omunye nomunye njengamaKristu.
We need to have that same kind of love.
Kufanele sibe nothando olunjalo nathi.
And that means our relationship with our brethren. Sometimes we get upset with our brethren, don't we?
But
Jesus dealt with it all. We're going to be dealing with a passage from Luke chapter 9. So if you have a Bible, if you'll turn to Luke chapter 9, we're going to deal with verses 37 through
56.
Jesus, in dealing with his disciples, dealt with a lack of faith, ignorance and misunderstandings, squabbles and political drama, condemning attitudes, and uncaring and hostile attitudes toward the lost. We're
going
to look at some of those situations, and we're
going to
see how the Lord dealt with them.
In verse 37, 37.
He says, on the next day when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd cried out, Teacher, I beg of you to look at my son, for he is my only child.
And
behold, a spirit seized him, and suddenly he cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth and shatters him and will hardly leave him. And I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Now notice, as he speaks in the next verse, he's actually talking to his disciples. Jesus answered, O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here.
UJesu waphendula wathi, O sizukulwane esingakholwayo nesiphambene, koze kube nini nginani nginibekezelela na?
And while he was coming, the demon threw him to the ground and convulsed him.
Ithike-ke ilethe lapha indodana yakho, kuthe isezi idemoni layiwisa phansi.
But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. A lack of faith. Who'd have thought of that from Jesus' disciples? But they could not heal the man because of the lack of faith. Do we have to deal with brethren with a lack of faith? Our faith is demonstrated in the way that we live. Our faith shows how seriously we take God's word. Do we believe that God loves us? Do we do things that are against God's laws? Are we basically saying when we do that, that God, I know you've told me that this is good for me and this is bad, but I think I'm going to do what's bad for me. That's not the way we think, is it? No, we think, this over here was probably good for me. I think I'll do it. But it disagrees with God's laws. What happened to our faith? Jesus dealt with people with lack of faith.
And
so we do too as we build the Lord's body. In verse 44, we find, he says that, let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men. But they did not understand this saying, it was concealed from them, so that they might not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. In dealing with our fellow Christians, do they ever have a misunderstanding?
Yeah,
many times, even those that are mature don't understand the scriptures the way they should. And so as an elder or a shepherd, we need to be very patient.
nokubekezelela nokubekezelelana.
Sometimes we get frustrated because someone doesn't understand. They don't understand the importance of living the, for Christ and shunning evil. But it comes with time. And following a good example. Jesus had patience. Let's look at what else they did. We find in verse 46, an argument arose among them as to which of them was the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a child and put him in by his side. And said to them, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all is the one who is great. Do we have politics here? I'm greater than you. Or he's greater than him. Sure, this attitude would not be in this congregation. How do we feel when someone ignores us? Are we hurt? We're upset because we weren't taken seriously. We need to be careful. That's the same attitude. All of us are God's children. And we need to be patient with one another.
In verse 49,
he says, John answered, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name and we tried to stop him. Because he did not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you. We need to be careful of that attitude. When we find someone else following God, sometimes we think, well, they must not be doing right because they're not with us. We very seldom find anyone that treats the scriptures like we do, do we? But let's be careful. God is the judge and not us. So we need to find out first before we do the correcting or say, hey, you're not with
God.
Be careful not to be quick about a judgment. We also find the disciples were a bit hostile towards some folks. Later, Jesus called these two, James and John, the sons of thunder. Let's look in verse 51. But when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparation for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, They said, "Lord, you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. What is our attitude towards the lost? You know someone that wants to condemn quickly? Send them to hell. You ever heard someone say that? Jesus did not, even when they rejected him. We need to have patience and care. Jesus, being the shepherd that he was, he dealt with each of these situations in a way that we need to imitate. Jesus feeds, waters, guides, protects and cares for his sheep. All these duties are mentioned in Psalm 23.
Zonke lezi lomsebenzi ubaliwe lapha encwadini yamahubo isahluko sika 23.
We sing that here.
Siyalukula lelo culo la.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Jehova ngumalusi wami, angikuswela.
And it goes on to talk about what he does for his sheep.
Kuyaqhutshekwa lapho kukhulunywe ukuthi uzenzelani izimvu zakhe.
When Jesus decided to develop his apostles, he didn't just say, "Well, you and you, I'm going to make an apostle. You go to this school and you'll learn." But he lived with them for 3 years and was constantly answering questions and teaching, and answering questions and teaching. Did Jesus give up on
them?
Peter was something, wasn't he? How many times did he deny Jesus? 3 times. After he said he wouldn't. And yet Jesus didn't give up on him either. He gave him the opportunity to confess him again 3 times.
Yeah,
I'm a little behind here. Jesus provided an environment for his disciples. Where he could criticize them and them not take offense. How do you do that? If I was to tell you that you're no good, or you shouldn't be doing that, or where's your faith, what would you think of me? Say, who are you to tell me that? You don't even know me. They wouldn't say that to Jesus, because Jesus knew them and knew them well, and they knew Jesus. They knew that Jesus loved them. And when someone loves you, he can tell you things that other people can't. He can say, you're a good boy. You're a good woman. You're a good man. But when you do this, you're sinning. Then how do you feel? And you feel ashamed. You say, you're right, I need to repent. Here in Matthew 16, with verse 8, Jesus has just told his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they said to each other, we didn't bring any bread. Beginning of verse 8, it says, but Jesus, aware of this, said, O you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the five loaves for the
5,000?
And how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000? And how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. That was a pretty strong rebuke, wasn't it? But his apostles did not take offense, because they knew that Jesus loved them. Jesus did not ignore their failures. In verse 41, as we read, it says, O faithless and twisted generation. How long am I to be with you and bear with you? That was when they couldn't cast out the demon. What would happen if he didn't say anything? Would that have been better for the disciples? They really wouldn't have learned much, would they? Oh, the damage we do when we ignore sin. Jesus did not do that. In fact, Jesus used their failures as a teaching opportunity.
In verse 48 of Luke 9,
we read again, and it says, And said to them, Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all is the one who is great. The disciples were arguing over and over and over again. Who would be the greatest in the kingdom? And each time Jesus used it as a teaching opportunity in order to correct them and put them on the right path. Jesus did not give up on his sheep. When you're a shepherd and you have sheep and one is a troublemaker, what do you do with him? You're just going to let him go? Just like Jesus said, if you had 100 sheep and one wanders, you're going to leave the 99 and you're going to go find that sheep.
And
if we're to be shepherds today, we need to do the same. I needed that one, didn't I? There we go. Jesus took responsibility. Now I guess I was on the right one. Jesus took his responsibility to keep his sheep seriously. In John 17,
in verse 12,
we're in a prayer. That Jesus is praying before he's going to be crucified. And he's talking about these 12. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them. And not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction. That the scripture might be fulfilled. So he's saying Judas, the one that betrayed him, was the only one that he lost. And there was a purpose for that. But he was serious about keeping those sheep that was his. Now what about us? If we're an elder, a shepherd, we're entrusted with a congregation. We're entrusted with the souls of those individuals.
And
we can't see the future. But we need to do the things that will be best for them. If we love the sheep, we will believe all things. What does that mean? It means to assume the best about those that are brethren. Even when they disappoint us. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and verse
7,
says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
And
so, as a shepherd, we have to have the love of Jesus. The love of the brethren needs to be strong.
And
the love between the brethren should be strong anyway. Because we're a family. Here in this group, you're especially a family. But you're even a family for all those brethren all over the world. That's why the saints in Thessalonica would give up their money even though they were poor to help the poor saints in Jerusalem. Love is very, very important. And Jesus was the perfect example of that love. And even being willing to die on the cross for us. Jesus had a goal. And he was determined to reach it. In verse 51, says, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem.
Those
Samaritans didn't want to have anything to do with him because they weren't coming to them. He was headed to Jerusalem.
Alawu maSamaria ingafuni lutho olihlanganisa naye ngoba babengafuni lutho vele yena wayebhele ebheke eJerusalem.
Jesus had already told his disciples what was going to happen in Jerusalem, did he not?
UJesu ubesebatshenile abafundi bakhe ukuthi kuzokwenzakala eJerusalem, bengabatshenanga yini?
He was going to die there.
Wayezofa.
He knew ahead of time.
Wayazi kusenesikhathi ngaphambili ukuthi kuzokwenzakala.
But still determined to reach his goal.
Kodwa ke wayenqumela ukuthi umgomo wakhe uzawufeza.
We too, despite our imperfections,
nathi nakuba singaphelele,
and the imperfect disciples we have around us,
nabazalwane abasiphahlileyo nabo abangaphelele futhi,
and the difficulties they may cause us,
nobunzima abangabuletha,
need to be motivated
kufanele konke lokho kukwazi ukuvusa amandla
to reach the new Jerusalem,
ukuthi bakwazi ukufinyelela eJerusalem elisha,
in which righteousness dwells,
lapho kukhona ukulunga.
2 Peter 3 and verse 13.
UPetru wesibili sahluko 3 verse 13.
But according to his promise we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
Kepha siyalindela ngesithembiso sakhe amazulu amasha nomhlaba omusha okukhona kuwo ukulunga.
And if we're a shepherd,
uma singabelusi,
then it's our duty to help our brethren reach that goal too.
Umsebenzi wethu njengabelusi ukuthi abazalwane bethu bafike kulo mgomo.
Jesus needs to be our example in everything that we do.
UJesu kufanele abe isibonelo kukho konke esikwenzayo.
He says that those that are his sheep hear his voice.
Uthi labo abayizimvu zakhe bayalizwa izwi lakhe.
He says, and I know them and they follow me.
Uthi ziyangazi ziyangilandela.
So whether we're just a brand new lamb,
noma bekuthiwa we wundle lisha,
or whether we're a spiritual leader leading the flock,
noma umalusi ohola ngokomoya,
we need to listen to Jesus' voice.
Kufanele silalele izwi likaJesu.
If we're older and experienced and living for Christ,
uma sesikhulile sesikwazile ukuphila siphilele uKristu,
we need to be shepherding at least in a limited sense.
Kufanele sibe abalusayo noma ke ngokwendlela ethize umqondo kalekile.
You don't have to be appointed an elder.
Akudingeki ukuthi uze ukhethe ube yilunga.
In order to shepherd.
Ukuthi wena ukwazi ukwelusa.
In fact,
empeleni,
those that would be shepherds need to begin, if they not already, shepherding others.
Labo abazoba amalunga kufanele babe baqala manje uma bengakaqali vele ukuthi bakwazi ukwelusa abanye.
With that tenderness,
ngalo phathana kahle,
and that love,
nothando,
we need to help others reach the goal.
Kufanele sisize abanye bakwazi ukufinyelela kulo mgomo.
When it comes time to step into the role of an elder,
uma sekufika leso sikhathi usungena ecathulweni zokuba yilungu,
the shepherd,
umalusi,
the overseer and leader,
umbonisi nomholi,
of the Lord's flock, we will be ready,
mhlambu kaNkulunkulu sobe sesilungele,
with experience on how to accomplish what God expects of us.
Lolo esokwazi ukuthi ke sifeze lokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo kithina.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
Tomorrow night, I plan on speaking about unqualified elders.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma ngamalunga angenazo impawu eyiphelele.
And the next night on the selection process.
Bese kuthi ke ngobusuku obulandelayo bese ngifuna ukukhethwa kanjani ke makhethwa malungu.
On Thursday night the work of an elder.
Bese kuthi ke ngolwesine sobe sesikhuluma ngomsebenzi welunga.
And then on Friday night, Lord willing, developing future elders and deacons.
Mayinkosi ithanda ngolwesihlanu sobe sesithi ke sibakha kanjani amadiakoni namalunga engangomuso
na. I hope all of you can be here for each one.
Ngithemba ukuthi nonke nizoba khona kuzo zonke lezi zifundo.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.